evidence of influence peddling, double dealing, and racism were on display yesterday at a hearing before the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. The committee is investigating Jack Abramoff, who is an influential Washington lobbyist, and his partner Michael Scanlon, who was a spokesman for House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The committee is looking into whether they bilked at least a half dozen Indian tribes. The two commanded huge fees, at least $66 million, apparently by promising access to the powerful in Washington. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The hearing was the product of months of investigation sparked by reports of huge lobbying fees, interference in tribal elections, and influence peddling. Republican Senator John McCain, who launched the probe, noted that the country's history is full of examples of the exploitation of Native Americans.
What sets this tale apart, what makes it truly extraordinary, is the extent and degree of the apparent exploitation and deceit.
According to evidence presented at yesterday's hearing, Abramoff and Scanlon targeted tribes with successful casinos and obtained huge contracts from tribal leaders they helped elect. But they delivered very little. For instance, Bernie Sprague, now sub-chief of the Saginaw Chippewa Tribe of Michigan, told the committee Scanlon had charged his tribe $4.5 million for a database of Michigan voters.
That's right, $4.5 million. The current tribal council researched this issue and found that you could purchase a database of every voter in Michigan for less than $75,000.
In another case, Scanlon and Abramoff secretly hired Ralph Reed, former director of the Christian Coalition, to help shut down a tribal casino in Texas. Then Abramoff and Scanlon sold their services to the same tribe for $4 million, saying they could get Republicans in Congress to help them reopen the casino. Abramoff and Scanlon also demonstrated contempt for their clients in emails obtained by the committee. Chairman Ben Nighthorse Campbell of Colorado, who is a Native American, confronted Abramoff immediately after swearing him in as a witness.
You and Mr. Scanlon referred to tribes as morons, stupid idiots, monkeys, effing troglodytes, which you defined as a lower form of existence, and losers. Why would you want to work for people that you have that much contempt for?
Mr. Chairman, I have no choice but to assert my various constitutional privileges.
Abramoff refused to answer any questions. Scanlon did not appear. He has eluded marshals trying to serve him a subpoena. Scanlon and Abramoff, a top fundraiser for the Bush-Cheney campaign, also directed the tribes to make hundreds of thousands of dollars in political donations, including substantial amounts to Majority Leader DeLay, who they touted as their main connection in Washington. DeLay denies any involvement. Another witness who frustrated lawmakers but also provided some levity was Chris Petras, legislative director for the Saginaw Chippewas when they hired Scanlon and Abramoff. North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad asked Petras whether he or Abramoff ever claimed special access to the White House.
Have you ever had your picture taken with key staff at the White House?
With key staff such as?
Well, have you ever had your picture taken with key staff of the White House of the United States?
I don't know about key staff. We had our photo taken with the president.
Petras said he was at the White House because the tribe had donated more than $20,000 to the Republican National Committee. More hearings on the scandal are likely later this year. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.